Now he makes a comparison. He says, he that despised Moses' law died without mercy under two or three witnesses. The comparison is made, but of how much sorer punishment, suppose ye, shall he be thought worthy who hath trodden under foot the Son of God, have counted the blood of the covenant wherewith he was sanctified an unholy thing, and hath done despite under the Spirit of grace. Now this is a frightful thing here that he's talking about. It says here, and I'd like to lift this out, wherewith he was sanctified, and that speaks of Christ, by the way, as the Son of God, and seeing they crucified of themselves the Son of God afresh, that is, it means to treat the death of Christ as inadequate to settle a sin question, and to go on as if he had not died. That's to treat the blood of Christ as something you despise. In other words, to know this now, the privilege creates a responsibility. He makes this tremendous statement here now, for we know him that hath said, vengeance belongeth unto me, I will recompense, saith the Lord, and again the Lord shall judge his people. And friends, God is going to judge. He's the sovereign ruler of this universe, and you are going to have to appear before him. The Lord Jesus said, he that rejecteth me and receiveth not my words hath one that judgeth him. We are told again and again in Scripture, as we find here in verse 31, it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. Now, that's a very interesting expression. It's one that we need to look at, and I want to dwell on it for just a moment here. And I think that this is for Christians, and it's for unbelievers, too, because it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. It's one thing to have the good hand of our God upon us for good. And this is quite an interesting little study. I refer you to Ezra, the 7th chapter, verse 9. This is what he wrote. For upon the first day of the first month began he to go up from Babylon, and on the first day of the 5th month came he to Jerusalem, according to the good hand of his God upon him. Now, the hand of God is upon this man for good. God wants to put his hand upon you for good. But sometimes he puts a very heavy hand upon those that are his children, and he chastens them. Or as we say, he takes them to the woodshed. I've been there. Maybe you've been there. And the very interesting thing is that David had been there too. And over in the 32nd Psalm, verse 4, now listen to him. For day and night thy hand was heavy upon me. Now David was God's child. He was God's man. What was God doing? God was chastening him. God had taken David to the woodshed, and David was trying to cover up his sin. He had to confess it. He had to deal with that thing. And God's hand is sometimes upon those of us that are his children. But my friend, it's altogether different than to have the hand of God upon you for judgment. He's spoken of vengeance here. God doesn't take vengeance in a vindictive, spiteful manner. God judges, and God is going to judge sin. That's something that needs to be emphasized today. And again, will you listen to the psalmist? And I'm turning now to Psalm 75, verse 8. For in the hand of the Lord there is a cup, and the wine is red, it is fully mixed, and he poureth out of the same. But the dregs thereof, all the wicked of the earth shall drain them and drink them. In other words, the prophets, as well as the psalmist, spoke of judgment as a time coming when the cup of wrath would be filled up. And it's filling up today. God's in no hurry to move. He's long-suffering. He's not willing that any should perish. But, my friend, that cup of judgment is filling up. And I tell you, it's a better cup. That cup is the cup of judgment that's coming. And that's the thing that he's saying. If you despise what Christ has done for you on the cross, friends, there's nothing ahead but judgment for you. You have no hope whatsoever. And that's the point that he was making with these believers. Now, under the law, they could bring a sacrifice every year or every day if they wanted to, but no longer. That's over. You have to turn now to the Lord Jesus Christ.